九章。
And it continues to talk about freedom until chapter 9.
我们一般对自由的了解就是说，那我要做什么就做什么。
Our common understanding of freedom is that we could do whatever we want.
那在基督里的自由是不是有界限？
So within the within being a Christian, is there a boundary of freedom?
有一个界限，那个界限就是爱心。
There's a limitation, and that limitation is love.
好，那这个要怎么解释呢
？So how do we explain this?
用一个很实际的例子。
We will use a very concrete example.
有一对年轻的夫妻。
That's a young couple.
他们结婚以后。也没有小孩子 所以他家里就有这个 cable TV 就看什么节目都很自由。
So after they got married, they don't have children. They have cable TV at home, so they are free to watch anything they like.
后来他们有了孩子。
Later on, they have children.
起先呢，他们也不是很留意就是照以前一样看电视。
So in the beginning, they were not. They were not paying attention. They just watched TV just like they were before.
有一天他发现那个小孩子大概是一岁多吧。
And then one time they found out that their little child was 1 year old.
忽然会大叫，然后用一些字语但我没有教过他这样，他怎么会这样讲
？All of a sudden, will yell out and then use words that they've never taught this child before.
后来他才发现他们夫妻两个上班回来很累就在看看这个电视再轻松一下。那个小孩子就从那个他们电视学。
So they realized that when they come back home from work, when they were tired, just turn on the TV and watch whatever that's on the TV. And that was the time when the child learned things from the TV.
这对夫妻他才了解说不错，我们是大人你要看什么，你有那个知识可以判断。
So this couple, they realized that as adults, they are able to discern what they see.
但是这个小孩子他没有办法分辨。
A little child would not be able to see anything different.
所以有一些不好的小孩子就把它学会了。
So things that are not good, the child will pick it up.
因此从那一天开始这一对夫妻他在看电视，他就有限制了。
So from then on, whatever they watch TV, they will be very selective.
他要让这个电视小孩子看了以后，也不会有坏的影响。
So they will watch a show that will not have bad influence on the child.
这是一个实际的例子。
So this is one of an example.
自由，但是有一个界限，就是爱心。
There is a freedom, but there's a boundary, and that's love.
所以当父母当然我们享受有孩子的这种喜乐。
So as parents, when we enjoy the joy of having a child.
但是因为爱小孩子父母其实也失去了很多的自由。
And because of the love we have for our children, we also lose a lot of freedom as parents.
那在这个属灵上也是这样。
So it's the same. In the spiritual world,
有的人很成熟，像父母。
So some of us are very mature, like parents.
但是有的人像小孩子。
But some of us are like little children.
这不是用年，不是用年纪来分的。
And this is not according to age.
这是用他的灵性来分的。
But according to the spiritual level.
所以对一个比较成熟的人，他很自由。
So for a person who is very mature spiritually, he is very free.
但是这个自由有一个界限。
But this freedom comes with a boundary.
就是当我们在运用我们的自由的时候，
so,
对一个信徒，他如果像婴孩一样，会有什么影响
？So as a mature Christian, we know we're enjoying our freedom. So what is that influence that we have for a little child?
如果会让这个小孩子变坏，那我们的自由就也需要有节制。
But if the what we enjoy in freedom will cause bad influence on a little child, then we should have limitation.
所以在教会里面，不是说圣经所记的我都可以做，不一定。
So in the Bible, in the church, it doesn't mean that we can do anything we like.
我们现在看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
第八章。 第八章的十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 13.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃，免得叫我的弟兄跌倒。
For this reason, if food causes my brother or sister to sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I may not cause one of them to sin.
在做基督徒啊，什么东西都可以吃。
As a Christian, we can enjoy all kinds of food.
只要拜偶像的不吃就好。
Only those food that's offered to the idol.
但是保罗到最后的结论呢，如果你吃的东西会让弟兄跌倒，那就不要吃。
But the conclusion of Paul is that if whatever you eat that may cause a brother or sister to sin, then you should not eat it.
不是这个东西不可以吃。
It doesn't mean that the food cannot be eaten.
自由的。
It's free to eat.
但是因为一个软弱的弟兄会跌倒。
But because it will cause a weak brother or sister to fall.
那这个就是爱心。
Then it's out of love that you will not consume the food.
那从第八章开始。
So starting from chapter 8 on.
这个保罗就提到这个自由从哪里来。
Where does the freedom comes from?
我们看第八章的第一节。
Chapter 8 verse 1.
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。
So with regard to food sacrificed to idol, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
这个地方讲哈，论到祭偶像的东西，我们都有知识，到底这个知识讲什么
？So here, what does this knowledge refers to?
这个知识就是第四节开始。
This knowledge referred to as it's mentioned in verse 4.
论到吃祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世界上算不得什么，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。第五节。
Verse 5.
所有称为神的，或在天，或在地，就如那许多的神，许多的物。第六节。
Verse 6.
然而我们知道只有一位神，就是父，万物都是本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借他有的，我们也是借他有的。这一段圣经在讲什么？
So what does this verse tell us?
他在讲吃拜偶像的东西的时候，他先谈到偶像是什么。
So here, before they talk about food that's sacrificed to idols, talks about what is idol.
所以在第四节他说偶像在世界上算不了什么。
In verse 4, it says that the idol is in this world is nothing.
那为什么偶像算不了什么？我们看有的人非常尊敬偶像。
So if idol is in this world nothing, then why is it some people have pay a lot of worship to an idol?
我们南加州有一个弟兄，他从台湾移民来的时候，那还没有信耶稣，他带很多偶像来。
There was a brother in Southern California before he believed in the Lord Jesus. He brought with him a lot of idols from Taiwan.
那想说偶像把它包起来用行李 check in 这样的不尊敬。
So he thought that to wrap up all his idols and check in with this luggage, that's not respectful.
那这个偶像怎么带？
So he was thinking, what? How should I bring my idols over?
就一个人捧一尊这样，从台湾捧到美国，在飞机上。
So to be respectful, each person or family would bring one idol in the arm and bring it over to the United States.
那人问他，他又不好意思讲，怕被人笑，就说这可是艺术品，其实是偶像。
And if people would ask him what you have in your hands.He's afraid that people will laugh at him and say, "Oh, this is just a work of art."
那其实呢，这个他捧的所谓的神算不了什么。
So, this idol that he's having in his arm is nothing.
为什么算不了什么
？Why is it nothing?
因为他是木头造的。
Because it's made of wood.
而且他是人创造出来的。
And it's carved by a human.
所以这个第四节的下半句。
And in the latter half of verse 4, it says,
我们知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
We know that there's only one God, and there's no God but one.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
其他所谓的神都不是神。
And all others are not God.
第五节。
Verse 5.
虽然有称为神，或在天上，或在地上， 救于那许多的神，就要救助那许多的主。
After all, there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords.
这里说，虽有称为神的，或在天上，什么人拜星星、拜月亮、拜太阳。
So there are some so-called gods, or some that is in heaven, like the stars, the moon, the sun.
其实那也不是神，那是神造的东西。
Those are not gods, but they are things that are created by God.
或者说，有的神是在地上。
And also there are some gods that they worship that on earth.
啊，印度人拜牛，那牛也不是神。
Like the Indians, they will, the Hindu, they will worship cow.
那中国人拜的这个观音，或者说关公，那个也不是神，那是人啊。
Chinese, they will worship the goddess of mercy, but they are actually not God, but they were originally human.
所以第六节。
Six.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父。
And there is only one God, that's the Father.
所谓父就是。他就是我们人类的来源。
The Father, is where we come from.
所以万物都是本于他。
And from whom are all things?
然后我们也归于他。
And we are from him.
是为着他的荣耀造的。
It is through him that we live, and it's in his image that we are created.
所以他既然是万物从他出来，他是比万物还伟大。
Since everything comes from him, so he is much higher than all the creatures.
如果宇宙大到没有办法了解，那创造他的神就大过于没有办法了解的宇宙。
So if this universe is so big that's beyond comprehension, then this God is bigger than this whole universe.
所以神这么伟大，这样看来呢，其他所谓的神都算不了。
So if God is so almighty, what are all these rest of the gods?
因为这个都是神创造的东西，或者神创造的人，或者人创造出来的。
Because these gods are all that have been created by God, and these are all the things that are created by human.
那主耶稣呢？
How about the Lord Jesus?
是说有一位主，就是耶稣。
There's one Lord, Jesus Christ.
主就是主人、主宰。
The Lord is the creator.
他在控制我。
He is the one that is controlling us.
他掌管我们的前途、生死祸。
And in his hand, he held our future.
这里说万物都是借他有的。
And here it says that all things are through him.
我们也是借着他有的。
And it's through him that we live.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以只有神跟主耶稣算得了什么，其他都算不了什么。
So, there's only one God and one Lord, and the rest are nothing.
那如果这样的认识，
and so if we have such an understanding,
然后我们也就知道说，既然偶像算不了什么，其实拜过偶像的东西也算不了什么。
So if this idol is nothing, then the things that are being offered to the idol is nothing as well.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
食物不能叫神看重我们。
So now food will not bring us close to God.
我们不吃也无损，吃也无益。
So we are no worse if we do not eat, and no better if we do.
所以这个拜过偶像的东西，你没有吃也没有损失什么。
So the food that has been offered to idol, if we don't eat it, we are no worse.
你看，天天享受这么多的东西。你没有去吃那个，也不会说这样营养不良。
So we have so many food that we could eat, then even if we don't eat those food that's offered to idols, not that we are lacking of any nutrition.
那你去吃，对我们也没有帮助。
But even if we were to eat it, and we're not better off, it's not of any help.
但是唯一的考虑是什么？
But what is the only one consideration?
第七节的第二句。
It's in verse 7, it says.
有人因为习惯拜偶像，就以为所吃的祭物、祭偶像之物，他们的良心软弱，就误会了。
But some, by being accustomed to idols in former times, eat this food as an idol sacrifice to their conscience because it is weak.
其实真正的原因呢，不要吃偶像，就是因为不是这个东西本身是因为他会误会我。
And the reason we're not eating the food that's offered to idol is not just the food itself, but rather this food will defile our body.
为什么？
Why would as a soul?
我们看第十节。
Verse 10, you can see the reason in verse 10.
若有人因为你们这有知识在偶像里坐席的人，这良心若软弱，岂不是放胆去吃那祭偶像的物吗？十一节。
Verse 11.
因此基督就为他死的那软弱的弟兄，因你的知识就成沦了。这段圣经在讲什么？
So what does these verses tell us?
因为这个偶像算不了什么，所以
this idol is nothing to us.
有的信徒就问了，我可以不可以去参观庙？
So some members ask them, is it okay that I go to the temple and visit the temple?
回教的庙，佛教的庙，可以不可以参加？
Islamic temple or Buddhist temple?
当然可以啊。
It's okay that you can go visit all these temples.
因为这些庙是在拜偶像。
Because in these temples is where they worship idols.
那偶像算不了什么。
These idols are nothing.
我们并不怕它，因为它算不了什么。
We're not afraid of these idols because they're nothing to us.
如果它算不了什么，去里面看看有什么。
If they're nothing to us, what does it matter if we were to go into all these temples and look at them?
但是
，However，
在这个地方就讲了，说有一些人他就在。去这个拜偶像，去这个偶像里面坐席了，就在里面吃东西了。
So here it says that someone who's weak went into the temple and just sit there and eat the food as offered to idols.
没有，就是吃东西的。然后如果你到偶像里面，比方说自己带东西在那边吃了。
Or a person go to the temple and then bring their own food and eat in the temple.
那别人看着就以为说，哎，你也可以在偶像里面吃。
And then people will look at you and say, "You are eating your food in the idol."
Oh, 那我也可以吃拜偶像的东西。
You're eating food in the temple. I should be able to eat food that's offered to idols too.
这样他就玷污自己，就沉沦了。
So in this way, then this person defiled himself.
所以这段圣经就是告诉我们不要因为自己的自由让别人绊倒。
So here, these verses tell us it's not because of our own freedom that will cause another person to fall.
这个考虑就出于爱心了。
This consideration is from love.
所以有时候我们在想我们自己的生活水准。
So sometimes we'll look at our lifestyle.
但我们现在大家都我们的生活水准都很平均了。
And that we have pretty very even standard of living.
但是如果有一天神让我们能力变成非常好。
You know,But if one day our God allow us to have a higher standard of living,
我们是不是有那个自由去过那种非常享受的生活？
And do we have that freedom to go enjoy a life of enjoyment?
我想原则是一样的。
And I guess the principle is the same.
从当父母来想，我们就知道。
As parents, then we can think about this.
有时候我看那个信徒把生活水准提得这么高。
I see some family members they have their standard of living raised very high.
最住好的区，真的最好的房子，开最好的车子。
They live in a very good district. They live in a very nice house and drive the very good car.
当然，他这个是自由，你自己钱自己赚来的。
Because this is their freedom, they make their living, and this is how they want to enjoy their lifestyle.
但是我们头脑都有一个问号。
And then they have, then we all have this question in our head.
这样对下一代有好处吗
？Is this good for the next generation, the kind of lifestyle they're living?
那如果当我这样一问的时候，我们就会在想有一天如果我有这个能力，我可能不会这样做。
So if we think about this, one day if I have that ability, maybe I will not do this.
那有时候我们在教会一样啊。
It's the same in church.
那时候我当传道。
As a preacher.
这是比方了。如果我有能力买最好的车子。
If I have the ability to buy the most expensive looking car.
去访问都开那个最好的车子。
And then I'll go visitation and I'll drive that very nice car.
我可不可以这样做
？Can I do this?
当然我可以这样做。
Of course I could.
这是我的自由。
Because this is my freedom.
但是问题是我应该这样做吗
？But should I do this？
这有另外一个答案。
That's another answer to this。
因为如果我开最好的车子去访问信徒
，If I were to drive the best car, the nicest car to go visit a member，
那这个对信徒会有什么影响
？What kind of effect that I will have on a member？
他就会觉得说，这个才叫神的祝福。
Then they will think, wow, this is the blessing of God。
你看他当传道，当到现在开最好车子，这个是神祝福。
He's a preacher and and for so long, and now that he's driving the best car, this must be the blessing from God.
所以这样下去就让信徒跌倒了。
So by doing so, it will cause this member to fall.
为什么？
Why is it so?
他就觉得说， 啊，你看教会那个带领的人哦，都是开这么好车子，我们到教会一定要开这样的车子才能够，啊，跟得上人。
Then they think that all the leaders and at church are driving such good cars, and we should also drive good cars, and we can keep up with their standard of living.
或者说，这样才能够跟人相配，被人看得起。
Or this way, then we will not be looked down by the others, and then we can be the same level.
那这样就让他跌倒，人生方向就走错了。
Inevitably, will cause that member to fall because we have led this person in a different direction.
哦，所以有时候在教会不是说我自由我就可以做。
So in this church, it doesn't mean that because I have all the freedom, I can do anything I want.
我们要想说，我们这样做对其他人会有什么影响？
We must think whatever we do, what effect is this going to cause on another person?
哦，我们知道我们在教会以前有一个。 有一个长老。
In the past, we have an elder.
到现在很多人还一直在想念他。Until
today, still a lot of people remember him.
想念他不是因为他很事业做很大，钱很多。
A lot of members remember him not because he was a very successful entrepreneur.
而是说他有那个能力，但是他的生活很简单。
He's very successful, but his life is very simple.
哦，他开一部车子已经十几年。
He has driven a car for many years.
哦，他的西装啊，他的西装从结婚那一天穿，真的穿二十年了。
And his suit that he wears to church is the same suit that he wore from this wedding.
我听，for
about 20 years.
我听说他睡的床已经睡到快要破一个洞了。
And I heard that his bed that he slept on was already somewhat broken.
他不是没有那个能力。
It doesn't mean that he does not have the ability.
但是他生活很简单。
But he lives a very simple life.
那这个不是会让人感动的原因。
And this is not the only reason that causes people that make people move the other people.
跟最让人感动就是说，他用那一些钱哦，做三件事情。
But what was most moving about his action is he uses money to do three things.
第一个，献给教会做传道救人的工作。
He offered it to church for evangelical work.
啊，第二个。
Second.
哦，他参加好几个这个大学啊，这个董事会啊，献很多的钱，教养教育下一代。
And he was a board of the director of many university where he offers scholarship to the younger generation.
第三个。
Third.
哦。 他建立孤儿院、养老院，
and he also established many senior home and orphanage.
所以他这个榜样哦，所以他已经使一直刻在人的头脑里面。
So what he did has carved a very deep impact on a lot of the members' mind.
因此，我们做基督徒不是说我自由我就可以做。
So as a member, it doesn't mean that if you are you have the freedom, you can do everything, anything.
因为教会既然是一个家庭，
since this church is a family.
当我们在用自由的时候，我要这样做会对其他，特别是比较软弱的，会有什么影响？
And when we're doing something in with this freedom that we have to think what kind of effect that we have on someone who are weaker than us.
所以在第八章的第一节在说，知识叫人自高自大。
So chapter 8 verse 1 it says that the knowledge puffs up.
这个知识啊，不只是。 世界上的知识，
this knowledge is not just the worldly knowledge.
这个知识也包括属灵的知识。
This is also the spiritual knowledge.
叫人自高自大。
It causes person to puff up and pride.
所以有时候我们在教会里面，在讨论问题，有的人他不敢讲。
In church, sometimes we have members who are afraid to discuss a certain issue.
为什么他有问题，他不敢问。
But why is that when he has questions, he's afraid to ask?
因为大家都很圣经很熟。
Because everybody has very good spiritual, biblical knowledge.
所以他就怕说，我如果这样问，会不会被人看不起？
And he's afraid that if I were to ask this question, people may look down on me.
你到现在还在问这个问题。
Until now, you're still asking such a question?
知识叫人自高自大。
So this knowledge pops up.
但是真的能够造就人是爱心。
But what can truly build a person up is love.
好，就是当人有这个自由的时候，我们用爱心去约束我们的自由。
So when a person has this freedom, he uses this love to has rain on the freedom. Put a rain on freedom.
第二节他又说,
verse
2
it says, so if someone thinks that he knows something, he does not yet know to the degree that he needs to know.
真的是有时候我们会人跟人相比会觉得说哎呀好像我们懂得比较多一点心里就有一点高一点的感觉
So sometimes when we are interacting with another person and if we think that we have more knowledge than the other person then maybe we feel a little bit more smarter than the other person
但是第二节说, 按他所知道他仍然不知道
But verse 2 letter how it says that He does not yet know to the degree that he needs to know.
这个为什么这样讲?
Why would it say this?
因为神的存在是奥秘的。
Because the presence of God is a mystery.
所以按我们所知道的, 在神这么的奥秘里面哦, 我们只了解一点而已。
So according to our knowledge, it's just so minute within the knowledge of God.
所以。 按我们所知道还是不知道
So according to the knowledge of God What we know We do not yet know
所以人常常不知道自己不知道的很多
So a lot of time Human does not know that There are a lot of things that he does not know
我们只知道说我们知道的很多
We always think that we know a lot of things
我们不知道的更多
We do not know that we still have a lot of things that we do not know
所以知识才会叫人自高自大
So that's why knowledge causes a person to be proud
但是爱心才能真的造就人
But only love can build a person up
所以这个第一点这个爱心 用知识用爱心来约饭是指的 拜偶像的东西
So this first thing this refers to a matter of food sacrifice or idols
那第九章的从第一节到十二节就提到知识给我们第二个自由
So chapter 9 it talks about verse 1 to 2 it talks about the next kind of freedom knowledge
第七节说有谁当兵自在粮食呢 第七节 九章七节
chapter 9 verse 7 whoever serves in the army of his own expense
有些摘葡萄不吃 园里的果子呢
who plants a vineyard and does not eat
有些牧羊羊不吃羊的奶呢
who tends a flock and does not consume its milk
第九节
verse 9
牛在场上踹骨不可拢住它的嘴 这是摩西的律法
do not muscle an ox while it's treading out the rain.
那到底这里在讲什么?
So what does this tell us?
我们知道我们真耶稣教会有一些地区啊, 过去啊, 没有传, 全, full time, 全, 全时间的传道人。
We know that in the True Jesus Church, there's some region that we do not have a full-time preacher.
为什么?
Why is that?
他说这个全时间的传道人, 这是雇工, 因为他领薪水。
And because they said that this full-time preacher, they are hire worker because he receive a salary.
只有像我们这样长子啊，长老执事这样啊，没有从教会领薪水，这样去做工，这个才叫做爱神。
So only elders and deacons who has not received wages from the church, then these are members who truly love God.
那这个观念没有改变，我们发现这些地区圣工都不会发展。
And if this kind of concept does not change, then a lot of these regions will not be able to grow. And progress.
后来他们的观念改变了, 开始接受人奉献身, 有这个, 啊, 传道人, 圣工就开始发展。
So later on, the perspective and the concept has changed that they have members that who are hired as a pastor, then the church starts to grow.
那这个观念要怎么改变?
How do we change this perspective?
对圣经的知识来看。
We must be able to understand the Bible's. Knowledge.
这个讲啊，既然当兵嘛，当兵你就在世界上没有其他事情了，专心去当兵。
So if you are serving the army, then you are focusing on your work in the military.
所以古代的立位人，圣经说，神就是他的财产。
And in the Old Testament, the Levites said that God is their treasure.
那
whole inheritance.
这个太抽象了，神看不见什么叫他是财产。
This is very abstract. God, they cannot even see. How can they regard God as their whole inheritance?
那立位人要吃什么?
And what does the the Levites feed on.
以色列百姓献的十一捐就是献给神。
The Israelites, they offer tithes to God.
那利未人就靠着这个十一捐来生活。
And the Levites, they live on the tithes that are being offered.
所以我们现在对教会里面这个全职间的工人哈、哦，来照顾他生活需要，这个是有圣经的根据的。
So to take care of those full-time minister and workers in church, is biblical. It's according to the teaching of the Bible.
所以有了这个知识，我们就知道说，我们有这个自由来教会鼓励青年献身啊，来全时间服侍神。
So only with this knowledge that we can encourage our youth.To offer themselves to be preacher and minister to serve God.
好，那现在保罗在哥林多教会问到遇到什么问题
？So right now, what does the problem that Paul is encountering in this church?
因为当时候没有像这样，我们有总会来考试，大家投票通过。
And at that time, they do not have a kind of a common exam, assembly where they can allow these members to pass.
不是，你要当传道就可以，他传道有一条有一个路径要走过才能当传道。
It's not so easy to be a preacher.
但是当时保罗没有这个制度。
At that time, they do not have such an organization.
保罗就是神呼召他，他就出来做圣工。
And Paul, he was called by God, and he came out to be a worker of God.
那这个神呼召保罗谁看到？
So who saw that God called Paul to be a preacher to work for him?
所以当保罗出来说我就是使徒的时候，别人说谁承认呢
？And when Paul claimed that he is an apostle, then people said, "Who is going to acknowledge you that you are an apostle?"
他不承认他是使徒。
Nobody acknowledged that he is the apostle.
但是在后来呢，保罗用三件事情证明他是使徒。
But later on, he has three things that prove that he is indeed the apostle.
第一个。
First,
我的启示很大。
That the testimony that he received from God is great.
启示 ，revelation.
Oh, he's
他到过第三层天。
He has ascended to the third heaven.
没有一个人大过他。
Nobody has been through that.
第二个
，Second,
我有神迹奇事的能力，证明我是使徒。
He has the power of signs and miracles to prove that he is apostle of God.
第三个
，Third,
我做工比任何一个人更辛苦。
And he has worked much harder than anyone else.
冒生命的危险被弟兄打坏、传坏了几次。
And he has risked his life to spread the gospel.
但在别人还是有一些人呢、啊，就是还是反对。
And there are still people who are against him.
那反对呢？保罗怎么办呢
？Then what happened to these to Apostle Paul?
第五节。
Verse five.
第四节啊。第三节啊。
Verse 3.
我对那盘路罗的人就这样分述第四节难道我没有权柄靠福音吃喝吗
Do we not have the right to financial support?
所以他本来有这个权柄有这个 right 要求我传福音给你们你们今天信耶稣就是因为我传福音给你们所以你们应该养我他应该有这个权柄这样做
So he said that I don't have the right now that I spread the gospel to you and you have the right to support me financially
但是如果这样要求会让你跌倒，那就算了，你就不需要。
I have such a request that caused you to fall, then that's okay.
我自己去支帐篷，我自己去赚钱，维持我自己的生活需要。
I can go and be a tent maker and then make my own living.
这个就是自由用爱心来约束。
So this is this freedom that he has, yet he reigned his freedom with love.
照道理来讲，他是有那个自由来享受那个权柄。
So according to the truth that he actually has a right to enjoy his right.
但是因为哥林多教会有问题，所以他就用爱心把这个自由、把这个权柄就把它拿掉。
But because there are so much problem in this church of Corinth, he's willing to give it up.
好，看十二节。
Verse 12.
若别人在你们身上有这个权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这个权柄，倒凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
So if others receive this right from you, are we not more deserving? But we have not made use of this right. Instead, we endure everything so that we may not be a hindrance to the gospel of Christ.
所以到最后，为着福音不受阻隔哦，他用爱心呢，把这个权柄就拿掉了，不要。
So that there will be no hindrance to the gospel of Christ, he gave up his right.
这是第二个。
This is the second.
自由与爱心。
that is a good example of the freedom in love.
他在哥林多教会不用他的权柄。
In the Church of Corinth, he gave up his right.
好，那第三个自由跟爱心。
Thirdly, the freedom in love.
我看十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 19.
哥林多前书第九章十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 19. 我虽然是自由的，无人管辖，然而我甘心做众人的仆人，为着要多得人。 For since I am free from all, I can make myself a slave to all in order to gain even more people.
每个人呢都不希望当仆人。
So nobody wants to be a slave.
大家都想做主人。
Everyone wants to be a master.
所以我们看。 很多人在一个大公司上班那段时间就自己出来创业。
So we see a lot of people after working in a company, they came out and then become their own owner.
所以保罗这里说，我虽然是自由的。
Here it says that I am free.
本来还没有信耶稣以前，他是自由的。
He said before believing in Christ, he was free.
他可以到处去。
He can go to all places.
但是我现在甘心做了众人的仆人。
But now since I am a slave to all,
他就是回应神的呼召。
That's he went according to the calling of God.
然后开始出来传福音，特别做外邦人的使徒。
So he responds to the calling and become a apostle of the Gentile.
那一旦 来做使徒就是做仆人。
So the moment he was a apostle, he was a slave to all.
为着要多得人。
In order to gain even more people.
所以舍弃自由来当仆人。
So he's willing to give up his freedom to be a slave.
就为着多救一些真的灵魂。
So in order to gain more souls.
所以有时候我们就也真的在教会里面看到有很多人本来很自由啊。
So in church we see that a lot of people they had a lot of freedom.
特别是退休以后要去哪里就去哪里。
They have a lot of freedom the moment that when they retire, they can go to many places they like.
但是有的人就选择要用服侍神来做生活方式。
But some people rather choose to serve God when they retire.
那一旦服侍神就没有自由了。
So the moment when you want to serve God, you have no freedom anymore.
因为有时候圣工正需要的时候。
Because when there's a need during the time when you're serving God,
跟个人的需要就冲突了。
It conflicts with your own personal need.
那既然要服侍神，就当仆人了。
So if you are serving God, you're willing to serve God, then you are become a slave to all.
变神的事情第一。
And because God's matter comes first now.
那自己的事情要安排到神的事情做完再做。
And then your own personal matters will have to come later after when you. Finish God's message.
这个就是用爱心。
So this is the love.
把自己的自由放弃了。
And you give up your own personal freedom.
那我们现在看， 20节。
Verse 20.
像犹太人就做犹太人，为得得犹太人；像律法以下的人，虽然不在律法以下，做律法以下的，为得做律法以下的。21节。 像没有律法的人，我就得到没有律法；为着得到没有律法的，岂所在神面前不是没有律法？ 这里啊，22节，像软弱人，我就做软弱人，因为这要救一个人。
You're in order to save a person.
当我们要救这个人的时候，先要跟他当朋友。
So before we can save this person, first we must be his friend.
那既然要当朋友，我们就要改变自己，像那一个人一样。
So in order to be his friend, then we have to change ourselves to be like that person.
那这样你才有办法。 建立关系，才有办法带他来信。
Then you can establish a relationship with your friend and then bring your friend over.
那这个改变自己常常很辛苦。
So sometimes when you change yourself, it's quite difficult.
年纪越大越难改变。
Because the older you are, the harder it is to change yourself.
那这种改变来适应别人，来带他信主，就是爱心了。
So in order to change yourself, so that you can win another person to come to believe in the Lord, that's love.
但这个爱心呢，就是神所纪念的。
And this kind of love God will remember.
所以23节结论。
23 conclusion.
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为着要与人同得福音的好处。
I do all these things because of the gospel, so that I can be a participant in it.
所以只要能够多救一些人。
So in order that you can save more people.
对保罗来讲，我什么都可以做。
So for Paul himself, he will do anything.
我什么都可以牺牲。
He can sacrifice and give up anything.
他本来是自由的。
Originally, he is free.
但因为神的爱充满他。
Because the love of God filled him.
所以自由就放在一旁。
So he put aside his freedom.
啊，来救人的灵魂。
To save souls.
所以信耶稣有没有自由？有。
So to believe in the Lord Jesus, do you have freedom? Yes, we do.
但是我们的自由要用爱心来引导。
But our love, our freedom has to be guided by our love.
那我们就发现我们的生活是不一样的。
Then we'll find out that our life is quite different.
我们的生活更有意义。
That would be more meaningful.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing him.
345。
Let's sing 345.